Restoring My Soul, Friday the 9th of January, The Sincere Milk of the Word. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul emphasized that we grow and mature as sons of God as the love of God is poured into our heart. He wrote that hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. With this understanding in view, Peter directed us to love one another fervently with a pure heart. Peter further explained that a person who has a pure heart has laid aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. This is, in fact, the inceptive response of a newborn Christian. Their priority is to feed on the sincere milk of the word, described by Paul as sound doctrine, and to grow as a son of God in Christ. Significantly, this is a motivation that is also native to a new creation son of God, and an expression of their sincere love of the brethren, which belongs to the fellowship of the Spirit. Evidently, feeding on the sincere milk of the word is a holy relational reality that belongs to our fellowship in Christ by the Spirit. As we come to Christ, we are being built together as a spiritual house upon Him, our living foundation stone. That is, we are living stones who are being built upon one another as a relationally connected community. Each stone carries its own load in the house. However, each stone is dependent upon the others in the wall in order to maintain the structure and order of the house, for this house is the Lord's holy temple, the church. Peter then said that we as a community are also a holy priesthood whose work is to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 5 verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10, Titus chapter 2 verse 1, and 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 and 5. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.